Hey guys, how are you? I hope you're all doing great. This episode this week is about mind games.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
This episode this week is about mind games and why we play them, how ridiculous they are, and how super unnecessary they are. But first, I am big on showing gratitude and how expressing gratitude helps better your life. So each week I'm going to share three things that I have noticed that I'm grateful for throughout the week. So number one is my washing machine. I've had times where appliances go out, things don't work, and you don't really appreciate them until that happens. So I'm grateful for those times that they haven't worked because I was putting clothes in my washing machine the other day, just standing in front of my washer, turning it on, hearing the water run into it, and just saying a little prayer of gratitude that it works. Number two is my patio. There's a cement patio that's surrounded by trees, I should say, but the trees overhang and shade the area. There's a fire pit, there's chairs. It's just a fun place for my family to gather. And so I was very grateful for my patio. And then number three, I was thinking about where I live in Utah. We've got the best of all seasons, so I was really grateful for the seasons we have, even though it's been super hot. I mean, I'm grateful for my AC too, but it is super hot, but we know that it's gonna cool down in the fall. So I am also grateful for the seasons that we have. So before we get into the subject of the dating games, I wanna share our awkward dating moment. This one was also shared to me by somebody that I really love. She's adorable. But anyway, I'm going to tell the story in her words because it's easier for me to do that and you'll get the full effect because it is hilarious. So she said, my friend wanted to do a candlelit dinner in her boyfriend's barn with a huge group of couples. And she convinced me to go by setting me up with a super cute boy from our ward. He was a few years younger than me, so I wasn't super interested, but you know, he was still cute, which kind of makes it even more embarrassing. So we get to the barn and it's February, so it's freezing cold. The heaters they were gonna use weren't working, so instead they used candles. I was using a candle at my table to keep my hands warm. My friend brought over cups of water, so I reached across the table to get some, forgetting that not only was my candle still lit in front of me, but also that I had put a decent amount of hairspray on the front pieces of my hair to keep the flyaways out of my face. My hair ignited. Everyone at the table was yelling, "Your hair's on fire! Your hair's on fire!" And I was swearing and smacking my head to get the fire out. Sorry. I burned off the front section of my hair, singed my eyelashes and eyebrows, and my date was very concerned for my well-being and kept asking me if I was okay. Oh my goodness, how embarrassing. But I guess when something like that happens where, you know, you could have melted your face off, the fact that you're embarrassed probably came in second. But thanks for sharing that with us. Yeah, I laughed pretty hard when I was reading that. All right, mind games while dating. So let's say that you're going on your first date or your second or third with somebody that you're interested in. What are the things that you worry about? Because there are a lot of things that we worry about. And this is when you're in the stage that this is one of the parts of dating that I really don't like. And I'm sure you all feel me because it's the stage where you just meet somebody. Maybe you've gone out with them and you're interested in them. You like them, but you're unsure of each other's feelings. So it's that area like in limbo where you're just not sure of how they feel about you. So you're just kind of holding back maybe. And these were the games come into play. Or your thoughts about, you know, your worrisome thoughts. Thoughts like, what should I say? Am I gonna say something dumb? In my case, yes, most likely. But should I like what he likes? Should I agree with everything he says? Or should I just be myself? But then what if he doesn't like me? Should I just try to be witty and not be too serious? I don't wanna give the impression that I'm a prude, but I also don't wanna give the impression that I'm a floozy. So obviously, well, just let me clarify. I'm a girl, so I'm talking about the guys, but obviously goes both ways. Or I would love some insight into the guy's brain. If you want to DM me on Facebook or Instagram, that would be awesome. Anyway, you're obviously attracted to this person because you want to spend time with them. You want to be on a date with them. And for me, and I'm sure that there are others who feel the same way, this is when our confidence goes right out the window and thoughts like this come into play. Wow, he's so good looking. Is he out of my league? I need to look the best that I can for this date. So you spend hours in your closet trying to pick out the perfect outfit that will make you look the best you've ever looked in your whole life. And then you're like, is he gonna think I'm cute? I definitely need to be the whole package for him. In fact, I need to be more desirable than every other woman in every single way. Ridiculous, isn't it? It's just so crazy. And then there's the mind games in dating. And sometimes we think we need to participate in this particular gaming like it's a competition. To a point, I think it is, but the main aim of mind games, according to the Longman Dictionary, is to control the situation, to make the other person behave the way you want them to. So the game players want to make you think about them like crazy. Most of us don't intentionally play games to be nasty or controlling. We just want to find our person. But mind games are just an immature way to get what you want. But do you really want someone who does everything you want them to do by manipulation? That's super unattractive. These games, though, most times unintentionally, are played by the best of us. For example, how long should I wait to text him? So you meet somebody and you exchange numbers and you don't hear from him. So how long should I wait before I just send him a hey there text? Or you have been texting and then it's a brand new day and you think, well, I can't be the first one to text him. I need to wait for him. Or he does text you, so you think, I shouldn't reply instantly because that would give the impression that I'm sitting around waiting for him, that I have my phone in my hand and have been sitting here for the past 3 hours. Of course, I don't want him to think that, even though that's the truth. So I'll just wait for at least a half hour so I don't appear too desperate. It's so ridiculous. And if there are married people listening to this who have never experienced this, it's a thing. Another one I really don't want to admit that I will, though, in my mind. So the last time I asked him a question, so I text him and asked him a question, and he waited for like 3 hours to answer me back. So I'm gonna show him how it feels, and I'm gonna wait 4 hours to text him back. Okay, so that's a little embarrassing, but I'm sure I'm not the only one out there that's done that. Please let me not be the only one out there that's done that. I asked some friends on social media what was the mind game that was the most annoying for them. And one of my friends said, I always thought the 3-day rule was dumb. So for those of you who don't know the 3-day rule, it's you get somebody's number and then you wait 3 days before you actually call them or text them. She said, if a guy got my phone number and called me the next day, I thought it was awesome. It showed that he was truly interested. If they were waiting the casual 3 days, then it was dumb. So why do we play these games? I think it's to protect ourselves. I mean, we're putting ourselves out there, and so in order to protect ourselves, we have to act, you know, casual and nonchalant. Our brain wants to protect our heart, which is very sweet of it, but it can be a punk sometimes because it keeps us from expressing how we truly feel because it's trying to protect us. It says things like, you're not gonna be the vulnerable one. That shows weakness, and we are not weak. We don't wanna appear to be needy or clingy or desperate because those aren't super attractive traits. And believe me, when you're in the position of feeling like you are desperate, say there's a situation where you've been texting somebody, talking to somebody, or even have gone on a few dates with them, and it's not equal attention. Like you feel like you're more into them than they are into you. They're not giving you the kind of attention that you're giving them. You can feel desperate and you can feel needy, and that's not a fun place to be. So if you're sitting there in misery, trying to appear casual and disinterested while staring at your phone all day waiting for a text or call, then guess what? You're playing the game. So stop it. Dating games aren't honest, nor are they authentic. So why stop yourself from being who you want to be or acting how you want to feel? If you like this guy and you want to send him a text, then do it. Is there a fine line? Maybe you're worried that you don't want to appear too creepy. Is there a fine line between showing interest and being creepy? I actually think the line's fairly wide. So if you're texting him multiple times for days without any response from him, you're probably getting closer to the creepy line. But if you're calling him in the middle of the night to tell him to leave his blinds open because you can't see him very clearly, then you've actually crossed the creepy side of the line. So don't do that. Be confident in who you are and what your interests are. So this may be easier said than done. And believe me, I know I have had to work on my confidence over the years. In fact, when I was in high school, if somebody would have told me that I would attempt to do a podcast, I would have laughed in their face. There's no way I would have done that. I didn't even dare say hi to a boy that I thought was cute. I was super, super shy, and I've had to work on that. Confidence is very attractive. So you are you, you're the only you, and you like certain things, you like to do certain things, and just own that, be confident in that, and be open to try new things. We're not all set in our ways. If you're lacking in the confidence area, you can totally work on that. Pick a couple things that you enjoy doing and get really good at them. Just do things that you enjoy. It could be in any area. It could be physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, those areas. Just pick the things that you like to do and just focus on those for a while. That will build your confidence because you will naturally get good at them. And you can even work on changing your thoughts about yourself and build that confidence. You have it in you, and I can help you. It's possible because I've done it myself. So keep in mind that you are a catch and you don't need to play these games. There are different parts of the dating games that we just don't need to put up with. We're all different, and something that I wouldn't put up with, maybe somebody else would, and vice versa. I've always said that it only takes a few seconds to send a text. And I'm the type of person who likes to be connected to the guy that I date through text during the day. I'm not expecting him to text me every hour on the hour or anything like that. But just once in a while, and it can even be just a smiley face, just to let me know that he's thinking about me. That actually makes me feel closer to him. So it's all about compatibility. If it's definitely something that he can't do or that he doesn't even want to try to do, then maybe he's not my guy. There are also some behaviors in the dating scene that I've noticed over the years. Some of them, I didn't even know what they were called, so we'll go over those. But there's one that I noticed at like parties or hanging out with friends and things like that, where there's a guy who pays attention to you and kind of flirts with you and all that, but never really has any intention of pursuing that. And then you find out that he's got a bunch of other girls that he's doing that with. And so for me, I'm like, oh, he's got his little harem where he just reaches out to girls every once in a while just to keep them on his line, but has no intention of dating any of them, just so that he can have friends to do stuff with or girls to, I don't know, make out with. Whatever his reasoning is, I called it his harem. And I'm not just dissing on the guys. I'm sure that there are girls who do the same thing. I just don't know what a boy harem is called. And as I was reading about different mind games through dating or behaviors, there was one called breadcrumbing. And it kind of related to that, or kind of reminded me of that. And breadcrumbing is kind of self-explanatory. You just like leave breadcrumbs so that the person just follows along like your little puppy dog, but you have no intention of doing anything further, which is mean. So don't do that. There are a few others. One is ghosting, which I knew what ghosting meant, but for those of you who don't, ghosting is when you are talking to somebody, texting somebody, or even have gone out with them a few times, and then all of a sudden it stops, and you just don't ever hear from them again. They just totally disappear. That's ghosting. There was one that I read about that was haunting, and haunting means somebody who ghosted you, but then now stalks you on your social media. Like they'll like your posts or they'll comment on pictures or whatever. They don't text you or call you or anything, but they're just haunting you, which makes sense. Not cool, but makes sense. Then there is one called zombieing. And this one is when after you've dated somebody, you broke up with them or they broke up with you. Anyway, it's not a relationship anymore. And then after a few years, they're back. They're calling you, they're texting you. It's like they're back from the dead. So that is zombieing. There are other behaviors like avoiding the DTR. And for those of you who don't know what a DTR is, it's a define the relationship. You get so far into the dating where it's just natural to have that, to figure out whether you should cut your losses or keep going. But there are people who don't want to cut the losses, but don't want to further the relationship either. They like where it's at, and so they avoid the DTR. There are people who make you jealous on purpose. I don't know what good that does, except for it makes me think that the person that's doing that is lacking in confidence. So they need that extra attention in order to make them feel good. I'm not sure. But there's also the person who is vague, where you meet them and they're like, hey, I would love to go do something. Let's do something sometime. And then nothing. Or, hey, let's hang out next weekend. Or how about Wednesday? But then that's all there is. So they're just kind of like acting like they're interested, but not really. It's crazy, but when we aren't playing the mind games, or even when we are playing them, we're also worrying about everything. This is what happens in dating. You get to a point where it's like, when do we feel like we're at the point that we can ask the hard questions? Or I've actually heard of some people who ask them on the first date. They want to know what their financial situation is, any current or past addictions, or if there's any history of mental illness in the family. I don't normally do that on a first date, but that's just me. I think it's important to do it at some point. Sooner rather than later. I've had the experience where a guy waited until I had fallen in love with him before he revealed all of this major stuff to me that I had to work through. They're definitely not things that I would work through at this point in my life. If you've got things that you need to tell the person that you're dating, I think it's better sooner than later. And then they can decide if it's something that they want to work through. I was talking to my daughter the other day and trying to explain to her my situation. So dating at my age, and there's a lot of us, and if we want to be married, we're either going to be dating somebody who is divorced, someone who's a widow or widower, or someone who's never been married before. And since we've lived so much of our lives, we all have, I don't like to call it baggage because I feel like it helps us to become the person that we are. We all have things in our lives that we've either done or experienced, or, and none of us are perfect, so we've made mistakes. So between those three situations, we need to decide what we're willing to work with. Other things we worry about are, what if I like him more than he likes me? I'm not going to let myself get too excited because I don't want my heart broken. We also think things like, I don't want to get hurt, so I'm going to hold back until I get the green light from him. On the other hand, what if he likes me more than I like him? What if he gets the wrong idea? What if he thinks that my just being nice is flirting? You think things like, well, I'm just gonna hold back. I can't be myself. Things like that. How far do I go with expressing my thoughts and feelings? These are things that you feel on dates, I guess more so when I was dating earlier. Now I've experienced a few of those. I think I've come to the point where I am recognizing those things, and so I'm able to chill out a little bit more. Chill out and just have fun. We can change our thoughts about that stuff. We just need to say, hey, thanks brain for protecting my heart, but I'm gonna feel these things. I'm gonna feel excited about this relationship. I'm not gonna worry that I'm gonna get hurt. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. If I come to it, I'm going to feel disappointed if something happens that I wasn't planning, or something doesn't happen that I wanted to. I'm gonna feel vulnerable in order to get the most out of this date or this relationship. I'm gonna feel my feelings. Also, keep in mind that not everyone needs to like you. When you date, you're gonna go out with a lot of people, or just a few people, or whoever, but they don't all need to like you. It only takes one, and that's all you need. It's about finding that person who you're compatible with. Do you enjoy spending time together? Do you connect on different levels? Do you connect spiritually, or emotionally, or mentally? Or do you like to do things together like hiking or outdoors stuff, sports, things like that? Do you have that chemistry? Is there an attraction in different ways? And then when you find that person, just chill your brain out. I've been through it. I've played the mind games. I've gotten in my head so much that it's miserable, and it doesn't need to be that way. You can totally enjoy the dating process. This is your time to figure you out and to enjoy yourself. If you're not enjoying this dating process, I can help you. Just let me know. So don't play the games. Just enjoy it. Enjoy being you and enjoy spending time with others. So until next time, happy dating.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.